howdy part, here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy
the ride.
Hey
there, big feller. If you don't rope the wild cows, no one will remember your name. It's just keep that in mind.
I never thought of that.
That's why nobody knows who we are.
Exactly. Yeah. We haven't roped any wild cows
for a while.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I've tied on to one or two that I wish I hadn't.
Oh, you and me both.
Yep, no doubt. They're no turning them loose either. That's the issue.
No,
you're committed, right?
Yeah. Well, back when they tied hard and fast.
Oh, man.
Yeah
you were committed. Yeah,
yes,
that's
were.
Right. Hey, Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts, thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
And welcome to our outfit.
All right, are you ready for these?
I'm always ready.
These
you
are
know
things
that.
I am super good at.
Okay, right? I can't wait
yes.
to hear.
Oh, yes.
That.
Number one. Forgetting someone's name 10 seconds after they tell me. Yeah.
That's not funny.
I'm super good at that one.
Yeah. What was your name again?
Yeah. I don't even bother asking anymore.
No.
Can't remember their name. But
yeah.
Buying produce and then throwing it away 2 weeks later. I'm really.
Well, how do you know when produce is bad?
Well, when you buy it.
Well, it's always green.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Digging through the trash for the food box that I just tossed out because I already forgot the directions.
What's the instructions?
Yeah, and how hot to cook it.
Absolutely. Right? How hot and how long.
Right, yes. Number four, making plans and then immediately regretting making plans.
You know, for somebody that never makes any plans, I sure have a lot of plans.
That is me right there, yes. Big time. Leaving laundry in the dryer until it wrinkles, then turning on the dryer to de-wrinkle,
and then
forgetting it again. I don't do that. I don't do the laundry. So I'm just, all right.
I wouldn't even know how to start the dryer.
Right. Calculating how much sleep I'll get if I can just fall asleep right now.
Right now.
If I can fall asleep now, I can still get 5 hours.
I can get five.
Yeah, right. Remembering what I went to the basement for after I go back upstairs.
Now, what the heck?
Right?
Yes,
right. Oh, some of these, I had to write some of these because they're just too personal. All right? Yeah. Washing my truck right before they mag the road.
Yeah.
I am really, really good at that one.
You know, I got the phone number of the county commissioner.
Yeah, right. You used to.
I still do.
Oh, do you? Got another one online.
I got another one on the hook.
Oh, good, yeah. Pulling shoes and trimming right before my neighbor asks me to go help him back ride.
Darn it.
All right, yeah. Roping a calf that has already been branded.
Yeah.
I am really good at that one.
Uh-huh.
He
was
sneaky, and I just caught him, but he had already been caught. Okay.
Well, practice.
Yeah.
It's called practice.
Really, really good. And then I have to have the wrestlers come take my rope off.
Save you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, just turn that one loose. I was practicing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Making a parts list and then leaving it home.
Yes.
I need this.
You
and this.
Are getting way too personal.
This
now.
And this. This one hurts.
Yeah.
Okay. Because this one strikes. Well, I did this one at the last branding.
Okay.
All right. Always taking my turn at the gate.
Yeah.
While riding a really tall horse. And becoming the entertainment for everyone else.
Here, hold my horse.
Watch this. Oh,
yeah, where's the ditch?
Got a great show coming at us. Don Edwards is riding along with us. Trey Allen has some poetry. We have Darren Little, Tennessee Ernie Ford, Belinda and Curly.
Yeah.
We're going to start with Tris Munsick and the Innocents.
Okay.
This is Quicksand.
she left me for Montana. And the cold north wind's been blowing since she's gone. I've been sleeping in the saddle, punching someone else's cattle. Lonely since she's left me all alone. Now I'm down at the bottom of a broken heart. I fell in love, teardrops started sinking faster than I can swim. I lost my hold, solid ground, and a river of fear was taking me down in quicksand one more time again. Deja vu reunion, sitting at the corner table, picking up where we left off the night before. The first one down's for you, and round for round makes two. And we'll be here long after three or four. Now I'm down at the bottom of a broken heart.
You go, Tris Munsick. He's one of the Munsick boys. Yeah, yeah. He's got a pretty good gig going now. Yeah, pretty darn good band.
Good
you
stuff.
Bet. Yep, that's right. All right. Well, quit looking.
Quit looking. I found it.
I found it.
Yeah.
Now that's
you know
your
everybody,
yeah.
And I don't care who you are, has
right.
always said,
yeah.
it's in the last place I look.
Just. Yeah.
Well, once you find it, well, why would you well, keep
well,
looking?
Well, duh. Yeah. Yeah. It was in the last place I looked.
Yeah.
You know
what? That's yeah. always the case, right?
Because what you find.
Ooh, quit looking. I found it.
Never mind. Hey, did you find it?
Yeah.
Yeah, just did.
Let's keep looking anyways, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, my wife is so good at buying something and then putting it someplace safe for safekeeping.
Yeah, yeah,
especially
yeah.
if it's a birthday present
uh-huh.
or treats for the grandkids
uh-huh.
or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then she can't find it. And I can't find it. And nobody
finds it.
Can find it ever. One of these days, we're going to find a big stash of stale candy
uh-huh.
somewhere.
Tina did that with the last batch of honey we had.
Really?
Yes. I said, you're going to give some of that away? She says, heck no. It's
yeah.
my honey.
It's my honey.
And I'm going to save it. And she rat-holed it to keep it from the kids and from everybody else. And... by darn, we still got honey
yeah,
somewhere.
You saved it from everybody, didn't you? Yeah.
Honey's out there somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, we went to can one year, and Tina opens the can and goes, oh, there's that honey.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yep. There it is. Quit looking.
Quit looking? I found it.
I found
yeah.
it.
I'm reminded of Yvonne and Glenn Hollenbeck. Yvonne, when she's getting ready for the brandings, she's baking all sorts of goodies and things like that. But she says,
"I know where this is going."
Yeah, she says she has to hide them from Glenn before the branding.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, or they're gone.
There but, is yeah, no treats yeah, for the branding.
For yeah, for from Glenn and the hired hands and everybody. Everybody else, right.
Oh, I know that all too well.
Where did those donuts go that I saved for the branding?
Every time.
Quit looking. I found it.
Yes.
Right.
You know, every time Tina makes biscuits, I have to look at her and say,
who are those for?
Yeah. Are these for us or is this for giveaway?
Can I have one?
Yeah.
Or are we all right? Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't hide them.
Yeah. Well. Yeah,
we have to have them.
Right. This reminds me of our mother.
Well, yeah.
We would come home from school, and there'd be a cake or a pie or a something, and
cookie.
And we would always ask,
"Can we eat this?
Who are these for?"
Exactly.
Are these fair game?
Yeah. Who are the? Are these for us?
Yeah. Well, they were never fair game.
No.
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 No. That's why the cookie jar was on top of the refrigerator.
That's right.
Which we couldn't reach.
At a certain point.
Well, we could.
Yeah.
We still got a chair.
We managed.
Yeah.
We managed.
She
anyways.
Had one of those old apothecary jars that she kept cookies in.
Yeah, that glass thing had to weigh 5 pounds.
You don't remember who ended up with that?
I don't know where
I think
it went.
One of the sisters.
I'm sure one of them
Well,
got it.
They probably got some
I
good
certainly
use
hope
out of it.
One of them.
I do too. Yeah. Absolutely. That was an heirloom.
It truly was. Or is.
Banana chocolate chip cookies. Oh. Yeah, from Barbara.
That reminds me, I made...
After a commercial.
A mistake.
Okay. Yes. When we come back, Belinda and Curly are going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a 1-year, 4-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.